When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back to The Late Show. Look who's here. It's Tom Hanks right there sitting in that seat. You know, Tom, you know I love interviewing you. It's just, it's fun. You're great at being on the couch and banter.
Everybody says, you know, Steve. And I say, well, I've done his show. I don't really know him, you know. I mean, I've done your show and I enjoy it, but it's always, you know, we're always trying to dazzle your...
Obviously, yeah, we put on faces for the faces that we meet. Right. But
we have musical score and our funny jokes.
Right.
Like when I sang something, the piano and the drums go badink. There you go. See, just like that.
And but you know, you and I have become friends over the years.
Yeah, yeah,
I would say that.
We've
met for French fries late at night.
We've done that.
And you just can't be personal in a space like this. It's always, you know, showbiz.
Official record, yeah.
But I'd love to talk with you in like a real personal way.
Would you be interested in that? I would love that.
Well, in that case, let's just have a personal, private chat. Let's go over to The Late Show's personal space.
Oh, great. Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. So I'll go and check, make sure everything's okay.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Looks good. Come on in, Tom.
Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you.
Yeah?
In all honesty, I've done a lot of, you know, talk shows with studio audience and stuff like that. You have got the best studio audience of any show. I'm glad we had this moment that we could just let you know that.
All right.
Yeah. You know, you probably probably think I'm sucking up to the crowd if I say it on the show.
Not at all.
They're
the sort of thing they might want to hear. Do you want to tell them?
No. Okay. Let's keep that between you and me.
Yeah. Well... Hey, can I ask you a couple of real personal, private
questions? Sure,
bring them on. Yeah, sure. Now, you've made a lot of emotional movies.
Well, that's part of the gig, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about emotionality. Have you ever cried at one of your own movies?
Well, in all honesty, yeah. I made a movie called... a lot of times, I'm in movies, but I don't see the whole other aspects of them because other people are in them.
Right.
And a movie like, say, I made a movie called Cloud Atlas that had all these other scenarios that weren't in it. I found that very emotional every time I saw it. That really got me.
That really did too. That's a really good movie, and that's the true.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the true.
I'm throwing you a cowtow right now. That is a major true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to cry a little bit right now? Just let it out. Just cry a little bit.
At Christmas time, I'm just thinking about, all the dogs I've had that haven't made it to December. I'm thinking of Monty, big soft eyes, what a boy he was. I miss him every single day. You know how that happens.
Yeah.
They're not like members of your family. They're part of you. Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah.
You have really great pores.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
From this angle, your two eyes have melded into one. Can I have a little? Can I have a little Eskimo kiss? I love you, Stephen Colbert.
I love you. I love you, Tom Hanks. Tom, have you ever eaten at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company?
Funny you should ask. This is hilarious.
Okay.
I guess the busiest day of the year is like Memorial Day.
Sure.
And I went up. I was hungry. I had the kids with me. And they were all asking. They wanted some gullah shrimp, which is from, you know, the sure. gullah, very spicy, yeah, sure. hot in the mouth shrimp, they call it down in the Gullah Islands.
Sure, sure.
And I said, well, I know where to get that. So we climbed the stairs up to a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Is this a true story?
Yeah,
true story?
They looked right at me, and they said, it'll be a 45-minute wait, Mr. Hanks. They, in all honesty, they were very crowded.
Okay.
They offered us some free sweet tea.
Okay. Do you want another mint?
I could use one.
Sure, hold on.
Mm, great. Mm, got it.
Okay. All right.
Wow. You know what? It smells like Christmas in here now, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Candy. Bigger hero, Jim Lovell from Apollo 13, yeah. Ben Bradley, The Post.
Oh, man. Well, I will say because on multiple occasions, Jim Lovell could have burned up into a billion particles during his fiery 250,000 mile an hour in reentry into from outer space into Earth to splash down in an ocean.
Yeah.
I'd say that's slightly more badass than just
than publishing the Pentagon Papers.
Well, yeah,
okay,
I mean,
yeah.
No, risky both sides.
Okay,
risky both sides.
Okay, how about Sully or Woody? Bigger hero.
Well, here's the deal. Woody is a pacifist because there is no gun in that holster.
Did Sully have a gun? That's the implication of what you're saying.
There's some things I'm not at liberty to disclose to you.
I understand. Last question.
Bring it on.
Answer on three. Do you want to get out of this box? One, two, three.
I'd like to stay right here for just a couple more minutes. I don't have any questions for you per se.
Okay.
But I have made up a haiku. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Yeah, I know how it works.
Okay. What's with this dumb box? I thought we were just talking, but this bit has worked.
The Post opens next Friday. Tom Hanks, everybody.
Coming up, Steve Carell.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Now, Steve, obviously we've known each other a long, long time.
Yeah.
But you're a very private person, you know?
So are you.
Yeah. But you know, doing these interviews sometimes can feel false or kind of forced in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Because I know you're being honest and you're telling me what you really feel, but there's an audience here watching us.
Right. You have
right.
to monitor yourself, I think.
And also there's a little bit of a performance energy and
sure.
you're putting on a face for the faces that you meet. Well, I'd love to take a moment just to talk to you in a more personal, like a close way, like in a private space.
I would really love that.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Join us now in The Late Show's personal space. Steve. Longtime viewers will know this is the Late Show's personal space. Steve Carell, I'll see you in the box.
We've known each other for 30 years, right? 1988.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Honestly, Steve, what was your first impression of me?
Well, if I'm completely honest, you were very handsome. You were talented, intelligent, and there was a certain joie de vivre you had that felt like it was just different than the other guys at Second City.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
What was your first impression of me?
He is going to be so handsome in his late 50s. I mean, really, that guy's going to blossom.
That's so nice.
Why did you wait so long to get sexy?
You know what? I just figured it was about time.
Mm-hmm. You are aware that now you are a hot salt and pepper zaddy, right? You have to have heard this, right? Can't get out of the box. You're stuck in the box.
You're embarrassing me.
Are you ever sick of people quoting The Office to you?
No, I love it.
That's what she said.
Can I admit something to you?
Oh, you can. It's the personal space, Steve.
The components of both of our breath is really warm.
It is getting a little steamy in here. Would you like? You used to be. You're famously a bit of a sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you?
It's happening.
Yeah. It is. It is. Would you like a fan?
Sure. Do you have a fan?
How's that feel? Is that good?
That's actually a lot better.
That is really dangerously close to my right eyeball.
Is that a rubber-tipped mm-hmm. fan?
Let's find out.
Let me check.
Ah! Yes. Would you like a mint?
Yeah, it's like, I would like a mint. Oh. I have a feeling that this is going to be a meme. Maybe we shouldn't do that anymore.
Okay.
It really is. It's really good to see you.
It really is good to see you, too. Yeah, can I ask you a question? I want you to be honest.
Sure.
I mean, I was joking before, but you look fantastic. You've just aged like a fragrant cheese. And
thank you.
You really, you look fantastic. Do I look old to you?
Do you look old? No, you look fantastic, too.
Steve.
You look exactly
in... Steve, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Just... be honest. It's important to me. You're not gonna hurt my feelings.
Okay, I'll be honest. You do look great.
Why'd you switch to drama? You are one of the funniest people I know. You can make anything funny. Why did you become a dramatic actor?
All I want is to be respected and to be pretentious.
You're halfway there. Steve Carell, everybody. We'll be right back.
Coming up, Seth Rogen. I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down.
So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Welcome back to The Late Show. We're here with Seth Rogen. You know, Seth, I really enjoy talking to you.
Yeah.
But even the best of an interview in front of an audience can seem kind of formal.
Yeah.
And I'd really love to know what it's like to be alone with the real Seth Rogen.
Totally.
Would you mind or would you want to have a more private, personal conversation?
I would love that. Yeah, that would be so nice. I've wanted that as well. And so.
Well, great. Yeah. Well, then join me now in The Late Show's personal space. All right, Seth. This is The Late Show personal space. I'll see you inside the box. Let's go.
Do you take your glasses off?
No.
You go glasses on.
I'll take them off.
No,
I'll
take them off.
Take them off, whatever. Yeah.
Wow. Very small.
Hey,
how's it going?
Yes. Hey.
What's up? It's good.
It smells kind of good in here.
It is not bad. It's boxy.
Yeah.
It's cardboardy.
It's like you're playing in the box after Christmas morning.
Yeah.
This is really nice.
It's slowly starting to smell like mouth and face, though, so don't worry about that.
Do you put anything in your beard to make it smell good?
They offered me oil, but I declined.
Really?
Do you not
oil your beard?
I have oiled it in the past, but I do not currently. This time I did not oil my beard.
Why have you stopped oiling? Is it because it makes it too flammable?
Sometimes I do keep a lot of open flame in and around my face area, and so that is something
really?
I try to
Why do you have an open flame around your face, Seth Rogen?
Just for very, you know, I light a lot of candles. I like candles.
Thanks for joining me in the personal space.
No problem.
I just wanted to, you don't have to yell in here.
Bring it down. I tend to project.
Obviously the first question is.
Yeah.
And I have to ask this.
Yeah.
Are you high right now?
No. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Oh, God. But yes, now I am. And according to science, you probably are too, a little bit.
You were on Freaks and Geeks.
I was.
So obviously the question is, are you a geek on the streets, but a freak in the sheets?
I think I'm a freak on the streets and a geek in the sheets. In that I wear a pocket protector when I make love exclusively. I'm still talking too loud. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Is the word pocket a euphemism?
Yes, for my butt.
Do you think people are staring at our butts right now?
I'm a little self. What are you doing with your hands right now? Mine are kind of cussed behind my back.
I'm knitting a sweater.
You are?
I'm knitting a sweater right now.
Amazing.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know something. I want to be honest with you. Can we be honest?
Yeah. My temptation is to rest my forehead against yours.
That's fine.
It's a little more comfortable.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm resisting touching it, but if I just give in to it, then it's a little nicer in here.
That's nice. Yeah. Oh, I feel like this is some sort of tribal initiation
we're
going through right now. This
is how chimpanzees say hi.
And then one of us has to be ceremonially mounted.
Exactly. We're in the position for it.
Now, I just want you to know, just honestly, like, you know, guy to a guy, is that when Americans say that Canadians are nice, we mean weak.
I know.
Okay.
I'm aware of that.
All right.
Okay.
What do you say about us?
We're generally scared of Americans.
Really?
Yeah. Canadians are a little frightened of Americans.
Yeah. The interview almost started a war.
It did, yeah. A nuclear war.
Almost started a nuclear war. Obviously, so good that that didn't happen.
It is nice that that did not occur.
But at the time, did you think, it's kind of cool?
I did think if the world has to end, this is a funny way for it to go down. At least ironic. A Alanis Morissette would have appreciated it.
She's Canadian too, right?
She is Canadian. That's why I said that. Oh, I have to mention three Canadians per interview.
Are you hungry at all? Are you hungry at all right now?
I mean, I just smoked some weed, so I'm a little bit. Whoa! Well, we're leading the tramp in it. I really were tipping the box.
Okay, definitely the camera's still there.
Hang on. If this isn't on camera, it's really not worth it.
Your beard looks good.
Your beard, my beard tickled your face a little bit.
A little bit.
You got close there.
Calm that a little bit.
No. There. Your hair smells nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
It smells really good. Get a good face.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you
so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, man.
I feel like you and I know each other better than we did minutes ago.
That is undeniable. One can. Yeah.
Well, Preacher Season 3 starts when?
It starts June 24th.
That's this Sunday.
It is this Sunday, yes.
On AMC. Seth Rogen, everybody.
Thanks for having
me. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.